Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Saturday, so yes, we are about to break down RHOBH with Kim D. We are about to talk about Dubai from this past week, and Kim has info. I sent her on a mission to find out secrets from filming. I've heard something too, so we also talk about RHONJ and what we've learned from filming this season, and yes, we talk about this viral Joe Gorga video of him going crazy on his tenant. Here are some clips. The whole thing is over on Patreon. Happy Saturday, guys.
Listen, people have been DMing me about what we spoke about a couple of weeks ago. It might even have been a month ago. I don't remember, about his apartments and what he rents. And clearly the gentleman that he was screaming at.
And what did you say about the apartments? You could say it. I said, she apologized and you guys are BFFs.
Well, you know, I just said.
Just that be honest.
I said that my friend has many people, many friends that live in his apartments, and it's like a slumlord, that the garbage isn't picked up. There's things in the house that doesn't, the apartments that don't work. The heat wasn't working during COVID. They were freezing. So there's a lot of Section 8 that the state pays part of their rent. So clearly when Joe was yelling at this man, he was saying, well, you get a lot of the rent from Section 8, and you know, and you told your guy not to fix my stuff. So everything I said was true. Now, whether Joe is right in wanting the rest of his rent, that's not for me to, you know, make a comment on. Maybe I'll do that later.
These people are different off camera.
Why are they shocked? They saw what he did to me at Sun Cubana. He was crazy, screaming, yelling, filthy, disgusting things. He went on a rant for like an hour. So why are they shocked? This is who he, like, he gets crazy. He gets totally crazy. You know, so there's nothing to be shocked about. He's got a bad temper. Look at Teresa, runs in the family. I have a challenge for Teresa at the end of this. Just so you all know, I have a challenge for her. Miss Fair, you know, the fairest one of all, Mirror, Mirror. I have a challenge for Teresa. So we'll talk about that at the end. We'll save that for the end. I said, she's gotten worse since all the things that happened to her. I'll repeat to everyone so you could know what happened to Teresa in the last couple of years. Her father-in-law died of a heart attack on their property. Her mother passed away at a very young age.
Right after
her father, her father passed away. She went to jail. Joe went to jail. And then Joe got deported. And she's still standing up, bullying people, carrying on like an animal, spinning around saying this has not humbled her at all. If anyone needs therapy, she does. I mean, for God's sakes, what would it take for this woman to humble herself a little bit? My God. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. I really haven't. You know, so it is what it is.
Well, maybe this is just her defense mechanism, that this is what she has to do to survive.
Okay, David. And you don't see me running around bullying people and screaming and yelling and carrying on. I dealt with a lot too. Not as much as her, but it's all relative. I just lost my mom, lost my father. I have no family left. So it is what it is. She's still a vicious, vicious person. Vicious.
You're like, it's no excuse. It's no excuse. She's just vicious.
She's downright vicious. Well, she's still hitting like on Teresa's thing. So there's something going on here. We'll figure that out. Me and you will figure that out.
What else?
One more story, and then I know you got scooped.
I heard some shit too. Go on.
This story came in yesterday from a close friend. You're gonna love this story.
Oh boy.
It's about your ex friend Jen Aiden.
Oh, tell me.
There was a birthday party. And everyone was there. Teresa came with Luis. Jen Aiden was there with Bill. Dolores was there with her significant other. Well, this girl is very pretty, pretty blonde. And Jennifer Aiden's Bill was looking at her. And Jennifer Aiden had been friendly with this girl before. She's part of the group. Oh my God. It kind of proves that Beverly Hills is like, we'll talk about it now. It's a little bit of a snooze fest.
You were bored again.
Yeah.
Doesn't give a fuck. It's classic Erica Jayne. What are you doing with the sunglasses on, honey?
It's night.
And I have an issue. Take off the damn sunglasses. Okay. Yep. What are you doing?
Same character. Well, but the girls have her, you know, the girls have her MO now. And they all heard about these 14 girls that dumped her. And Crystal didn't deny it. She did not deny it. They just don't know the whole story. She did not deny it.
Yeah. I mean, so this is just so
something had to really happen for those girls to turn on her.
So it made
her feelings in the pool. She was very vague about it also.
You know, exchange couple of these girls.
Well, something to do with this book. And also Downey Jr., Robert Downey Jr. is making a lot of accusations about her. So, you know, you just don't know. I'm telling you, there's something about her. I told you this from day one. That's not right. There's something not right. And I don't remember if when they were sitting at the table, please remind me of this. I'm just thinking of this now. Did they bring up the book and then she start crying about what Sutton did to her? This doesn't get away from you, especially when people like Robert Downey Jr. make these kind of accusations. So I don't think she expected for them to start talking about this. When she said, well, we talked about this already. We talked about this, but the girls are pushing it because they're probably being told to push it. Those girls wouldn't push that on their own. Everyone thinks they can get away with look like Luis Villajas. Can't run away from this.
I
think Sutton is cray cray. So that's perfect for them. They like cray cray, you know? Absolutely. She's like shady as this day is long. She's a shady mofo.
You guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job, and I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body, and I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water, and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar, and my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This Crystal's shady. And Sutton just kooky. Like the one thing Diana said was she's clumsy. Like with her words, she's clumsy. And I shouldn't have wrapped too tight. You know, so you see how all of a sudden her eyes popped out of her head and she's carrying on and Kyle had to go calm her down. They love that shit. The producers love that she flipped out.
And it's all they real. Love that. It's all real. And
she's
it's
real. Not, she's authentic.
She's
authentic. First of all, everyone that knows Teresa or have seen all her pictures, she has never once changed her hair. Never once. Always wears that long, parted in the middle, wave. She's had long hair. These are all extensions, long hair. Okay. Yeah.
In this man, really.
The only difference is Dirty John the most Dirty Johns don't have any money. He started out with some cash. Supposedly, I heard from the girls, they really believe he's got hidden cash. They don't know where he got it from. I don't know.
But he's not working at the company now.
Well, but they think he's got a lot of stashed cash, you know, so.
And yes, we talk much more about RHOBH. We do talk about Dubai this past week. I still want to know if people are loving Dubai or not. Getting really mixed signals. So head on over to Patreon for all of that plus more. And enjoy.